Have a great weekend. The president makes such a thing possible for us all. Good night from New York.
President Trump is trying to divide and conquer strategy here, and here's how it goes. He divides by race and tries to conquer decency by smearing and besmirching the truth and the people who fight to uphold it.
I hear what you say about a referendum, and maybe it would be the wrong thing. Maybe it would be terribly divisive, but people understand what elections are about, and they can vote for the party and the leader of their choice, can't they?
Somebody on the text board is saying that 10 years ago they had no idea. Well, then you're clueless too, because we've known for decades that blackface is offensive, brownface is offensive. Is it time to acknowledge that he was elected based mostly on his name?
None of this sound here is news. Listening to talk radio is not listening to the news. Watching people talk about the news on TV is not watching the news. It's important to establish the difference between news reporting and news discussion. It's always been important. Traditionally, it was not difficult to tell whether one was getting news reporting or getting opinion. Opinion was clearly labeled so the listener would know, what I am about to hear now is not news, it's opinion. Talk, possibly, about the news. On the 24-hour news channels on TV, and on a lot of talk radio today, there's very little actual news. Most of what we see and hear is talk, and talk is not news. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 3, Episode 1. In Season 1, Episode 9, I talk about the difference between news and commentary and the role of commentary, informed, substantiated opinion, on radio in Canada. I think being able to recognize whether one is listening to news or to talk is vital. It's a basic skill in media literacy. It may be even more necessary at a time when information moves instantly and traditional news media is under attack by people as influential as the President of the United States. We keep hearing him rant about fake news. News organizations and news industry associations and academic media programs are all fighting back to protect the reputation of the news. But is anyone as vigilant about making sure we know the difference between news and talk as they are about the difference between facts someone does not care for and fake news? It should not be difficult for a listener to know when they are hearing the news. But there are millions of people who do not turn first to radio when they are seeking news or to any traditional mass media. So some introduction may be necessary here. Most radio stations in Canada, the United States, the Caribbean, Britain, and beyond indicate very clearly to the listener when they are starting a news broadcast. A newscast typically begins with some sort of formal introduction like one of these.
You're listening to Global News Radio 640 Toronto. This is Global News at Noon.
Good afternoon, I'm Tina Trajani. This news brought to you by Northwood Mortgage. It is partly sunny and 19 degrees. The organizers of a foreign policy election debate, which was scheduled for next week, say they've had to pull the plug on the event.
Right now it's 8:30. Let's get to the news. Tiffany Hensby, good morning.
Good morning, John. Here are some of the stories we're following in the newsroom this hour. An East End neighborhood still shaken this morning after a terrifying ordeal played out in their front yard.
From the National Newsroom of the Canadian Press, I'm Karen Rebo. In a devastating setback for Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Britain's Supreme Court has ruled this morning that this month's suspension of the British Parliament...
A newscast is a collection of news stories, scripted and delivered on air by a newscaster, often with audio pieces contributed by reporters. There's not supposed to be any opinion given by a newscaster or a reporter. Newscasts vary in duration by station and radio format, and even by time of day. They may be as short as 2 minutes, maybe even 60-second updates in some cases. They typically last in the range of 5 or 6 minutes. When they end, it's typically pretty clear the newscast, the news, is ending.
It is 19 degrees at Chorus Key. I'm Tina Trajani. This is Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
In the sunshine, I'm Dave Bradley with Toronto's breaking news, traffic and weather. Your next update at noon on News Talk 1010.
From the Canadian Press, I'm Karen Rebo.
What follows the news depends on the format of the radio station. In radio formats that do not play music, the main programming format now is talk. The talk may be about what's in the news. That's called news talk. But the performer doing the show is not a newscaster. It's a host. These facts are new to someone listening right now. Hosts on news talk and talk radio stations are not reporting the news. They're talking about it. They typically provide some opinion on what they're discussing, whether they're on the air alone or with co-hosts or guests or panelists. Most talk and news talk radio stations do provide newscasts, formal news reporting like the examples we heard a moment ago. The difference between the newscast and the talk about news that precedes and follows the newscast should be clear. Let's come back to TV for a moment. I see very little news reporting on perhaps the best-known channel, CNN, certainly not on the feed distributed in Canada. I see talk about the news. I see hosts, not anchors, leading panel discussion of news events. Increasingly, the hosts make clear their own opinions and feelings about the events under discussion. The panelists, chosen for their expertise or connection to the events and issues under discussion, also make clear their opinions and reactions to the events and the discussion. This is not news. It's news talk. It's talk about the news. It's discussion. To be clear, this is not the news. Similarly, talk shows in which news events are discussed are produced and aired by Fox News, MSNBC, and Canadian channels including CBC News Channel, CTV News Channel, and CP24. Each of those Canadian channels also produces programs in which there is actual news reporting, with reporters providing news reports on stories of the day, and with newscasters as anchors. Newscasts. But that's just part of what these channels do. There should be very little difficulty distinguishing between news reporting and news talk. Yet increasingly, I hear viewers and listeners equating talk with news reporting, calling news panels and opinion the news. In my radio news classes, we listen to various examples of news and news talk, and we make the distinction. It's important now, and always has been, to be able to make the distinction. Am I listening to the news or to talk about the news? They're very different. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.